Yeah. Now, the Holy Gospel is written in the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning with the 19th verse.
Glory be to you, Lord Christ.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from sin, it is withheld." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story. Our son, some of you have met, some of you haven't, our oldest son, he was in the second grade, and the school said that he was mentally retarded. So we took him to Washington University in St. Louis and had him tested. And he tested well above anybody else of that age. And they said he's very, very, very bright, borders on, well, he may even be in that genius category. Then why did the school label him as being retarded with special needs? And we found out it was because he had severe dyslexia. That's where you see everything backwards and upside down. You know, it creates problems. So we took the steps over the years, long story shorter, He's getting to high school, and he's still having difficulty because the words don't appear on the page to him as they should. So it's like learning to read looking in a mirror. You know, can you imagine trying to read when you're looking at the text in a mirror and you're not only reading, everything's backwards. So he was struggling. Well, at that point in time, Radio Shack, which existed, was a biggie. They had their Tandy computers. Oh, I think it was, well, if you've got a digital watch, that computer didn't have that much power. You know, I can tell you that. But it did something because he learned the language of the computers, ones and zeros, and it made sense to him. What happened at that point was amazing. He could take everything that he was having troubles with, put it into the computer, and he was able to function. It was an amazing discovery. This computer, which I have difficulty operating, you know, yeah, it is funny, believe me, made all the difference in the world for him with the dyslexia. It did something that allowed him to be able to start to communicate. It did it so much that when he got out of college, you know, he had a second in computer language, computers, and his first was in biology. And later on, he was accepted into the Army's PA school, and he's done quite well. Now, you wouldn't think that for a man that has three master's degrees and umpteen medical certifications of having that kind of a problem. But if you look at his handwriting and the way he expresses himself off the computer, and then look at what he does on the computer, you would say those are two different people. And what the computer did was allowed him to communicate what was inside of him, what he knew to be true. Okay, well, today's Pentecost. And some of the, I tell you that story because I want you to look at what Pentecost is. It's wonderful that we had tongues and hearing and all kinds of stuff like that. And that would make an entire series of sermons in and of itself. But I'm not even talking about that today. I want to look at the story. In the beginning, God spoke, and the Spirit moved across the surface. And things were changed. And you can remember, God often walked in the garden with Adam until there was a disconnect. And they no longer necessarily walked together. But God kept trying to communicate to man. He would choose prophets and tell these people what I want them to know. And you remember when Moses went up to the mount to get the stuff, he came back down because he'd encountered God, and he was just radiant, so bright with the power of the Holy Spirit that the people said, "Don't come near us. You talk to God. We don't want to talk to him because that's too much to handle." So God is trying to talk to us through his Spirit with the anointing of prophets and kings. And he tries that for a long time. And then he does something totally different. After 400 years of silence, he invests himself into his creation. And things don't change right away, but things start to change as Jesus gets a little older. And we see our first glimpse of something that might be occurring when he was left behind in the temple. He stayed behind in the temple and was teaching the elders when he was so very young. And then when he does start his ministry, I often wonder about that, choosing Peter and James and John and some of these other guys would have never been on my A list for leadership. But he chose them. And then he was crucified and raised from the dead. That point, now something is happening. And Pentecost is the fulfillment of that something happening. We can now communicate with God on a clear channel where we couldn't do it before. You see, until Jesus assumed our sins, paid the penalty for it, was resurrected, we had a barrier. We were severely dyslexic. We were looking at everything upside down and backwards and trying all the wrong things, hoping to get the right result. But it's only through the view of that crucifixion and resurrection that we can see what God did in the day of Pentecost. There is a new way of communicating with his creation. And what he says is, "I know about you. I know what your feelings are. I understand those feelings. But I still love you, and I forgive you. And we can talk one-on-one. You don't need somebody in between us." God did something different that day. We're not talking about the miracle of hearing or speaking in tongues or anything like that. We're talking about what God did different that day. He took himself and made manifest in all of creation him, with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. You understand that prior to this time, the Holy Spirit only went to those who were anointed prophets and kings are special people for that purpose of time. Now, I'm going to bust your bubble. You're all anointed. You're all appointed. And we don't have an excuse for not talking to God and letting him take control. Jesus breathed on the apostles. Oh, you know, there's that side of me going, oh, I hope he didn't have garlic, you know, the other night. But, you know, that's me being silly. But look at what happened. They didn't understand the significance that God is doing something new and powerful. Pay attention. He is creating, recreating and joining his creation with himself in the giving of the Holy Spirit through the resurrected Christ. This is worth rejoicing about. God has spoken to us in a new way. And now we can talk to him. You don't need me to pray to God for you. Although you may think so at times, but you really don't. Because the channel is open. The computer program works. Enter the data and listen for the results. That's all we have to do. That is the joy and celebration of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.